Ousted San Francisco DA Chazza Boudin blames right-wing billionaires for recall. By Joel B. Polak on June 8, 2022. Chazza Boudin, the San Francisco district attorney who was recalled by voters Tuesday by a 60% to 40% margin, blamed right-wing billionaires for his ouster, rather than the soaring crime rates and urban filth that made the city a national disgrace. The rejected Boudin, the son of a convicted Weather Underground militant, told supporters in a concession speech, the right-wing billionaires outspent us 3-1 and that his critics took advantage of public frustration with crime. But San Francisco Chronicle columnist Heather Knight disagreed in a piece titled Chazza Boudin blamed the recall on the right wing. But SF voters who ousted him just want a city that works. She wrote. San Francisco voters who ousted District Attorney Chazza Boudin from office on Tuesday share a common trait. No, they're not all closet conservatives conned by rich people into thwarting national criminal justice reform, despite what Boudin's supporters have said ad nauseum. Like that old chatty Kathy doll that repeats the same phrase every time you pull her string. They're simply angry. Steamed. Pissed off. Tired of ideology taking precedence over real, nuts and bolts progress. Fed up that nothing related to city government seems to be working. Frustrated that the city with so much potential isn't remotely living up to it. Irate that a city with so many built-in advantages, wealth, beauty, diversity, creativity, smarts, is so much less than the sum of its parts. Local publication Mission Local documented the fact that there were wealthy donors on both sides of the recall, and that the recall was funded by both Democrats and Republicans. Boudin's predecessor and ideological ally, Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon, could soon face a similar recall effort. Opponents have gathered nearly all of the nearly 600,000 signatures they need by July 6 to force a recall, and warn after Boudin's recall that Gascon will soon be walking the plank. Across the country, left-wing billionaire George Soros has funded progressive prosecutors, often against incumbent Democrats, as was the case with Gascon in the 2020 election. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.